dead sister gives me her house, so my parents are suing me for everything.
Okay.
OP.
When your parents sue you, that's an issue.
Come on. Like, have you not made enough money already?
Supposed to be family business. Yeah, family matters.
Yeah, no, you're a baby boomer. Like, back in the good old days, you could buy a house for like $2.
Exactly.
Now we're having to transplant our kidneys and give you $20 million for this. This is bullshit.
Start an OnlyFans.
All right, this starts heavy, y'all. My 36 female sister died 6 months ago from a heart condition. She practically raised me, so it's been pretty difficult to deal with. I'm in my final year of university and have failed every single class this semester.
Shit. Yeah, that's awful.
She'd be disappointed, but it is what it is. My sister never married, never had children. I lived with her near campus, and she ran a successful side business, and I got to help her occasionally as a paid intern. She worked a lot, but not to support us. She wanted to retire by the time she was 40. She would have been done in 4 years if her heart hadn't failed first.
Dude, that's so sad.
Tragic.
You know,
tragic.
Building her whole life, and it didn't work out.
When she died, her attorney read her will to me. She had left everything to me. She had an extremely large amount of money put away for her retirement and side accounts for various activities for her retirement. I was unaware of this, but she had made several real estate investments so she could continue living a comfy lifestyle when she retired.
Smart.
She left her 2006 Subaru to me and willed our current house to me as well. She had explained she wanted to use this house for college housing eventually. This was all extremely overwhelming to hear, especially because she left nothing to my parents. But as they didn't know she had assets, they willingly paid for the funeral and any other associated costs.
I mean, that right there is like, why did she leave nothing to the parents? You know what I mean?
I think we're about to find out. My sister was no contact with her parents, and I'm very low contact, and we're their only children. So why? Why are they low contact?
Something's going on here.
At the funeral, my parents asked me how I was going to continue going to college without her money. Well, they thought that my sister paid for college. Psych, I got student debt.
Hey, baby.
I told them I'd continue to take out loans. They asked me about living arrangements, and I shrugged. At the time, I didn't know all the details anyway. Well, 2 weeks ago, I found out my parents tried to sell my sister's house while I was still living there.
That's crazy, which also means they were like definitely hiding it.
Yeah, they were hiding it. Exactly. Dude. They brought a realtor over and toured our home and everything. It was on all the cameras set up at home, so I saw it. And when I called them, informed them I'm calling the police, they said, all right, no, I'll explain the situation. It's all fine. We're just going to sell your sister's house.
Okay.
Even though it's OP's. I told them, actually, it's my home, and this home was willed to me and me alone.
That's right, baby. Lay down that law, OP.
They couldn't sell it, and they were confused heavily. I told them to meet at my attorney's and set a time, which is such like a bold move. Meet me at my attorney's.
You know it's crazy when you're meeting your family with an attorney.
Ooh.
God, do not want to be there.
Cue today. My attorney explained the will to my parents. My mother went white as a sheet, and my father was grumbling about suing me for his rightful money plus the cost of the funeral.
What kind of father are you?
I know.
Like, actually.
So garbage.
God.
My mother began ugly sobbing, telling the attorney he was wrong. Her daughter would not leave the house to someone like me. Bro, you were no contact with your daughter.
Like your daughter? Wow.
The attorney cut the meeting short, and now we're preparing for the inevitable lawsuit coming my way.
I like how she's crying at the fact that she's like lost this real estate. And
yeah, not the daughter.
Isn't even mentioning like worrying about the daughter. Wow.
I just want to sleep and avoid all of this. Just some added info. My mom is a stay-at-home mom, but she's the kind who spends her life at the country club, not the involved kind.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad is a businessman and typically on business trips for weeks at a time. They live, as they call it, a lower upper class lifestyle.
Really trying to like finesse their way out of that one.
Updates, though. There are updates to the story.
Okay.
As for the grades and me failing my classes, I did talk to the professors, and 4 of 6 of them gave me extensions, but the other 2 are being jerks about it.
Lame.
It's fine, though. I did sign up for my school's grief group. I just got done changing all the locks, too, in the house. Thanks to everyone who helped me with the home stuff, too. I'll be sure to watch the home insurance bill or get a financial advisor or something. My sister's degrees and mine are in the same field, so I'll be continuing her business, too. And I'll need a real estate attorney to redo the leases on her other rentals, I guess. I don't know how to do all of this, and it's kind of overwhelming.
That's amazing. Reddit came in clutch.
Bro, and like, she's taking over the sister's business. That's
awesome.
That's awesome. Like, I feel like that's what her sister would have wanted.
Yes, 100%.
So, final update. My father sent me a text apologizing, said he wanted to sell the house because of the market right now, but won't push me. I'll give more details at some point. Gonna see how this plays out. and I'll give the official update at some point later.
Man, like, so he wanted to sell the house because that was at the peak of the market. Then why did... No, that's cap.
That's cap. That's cap. They were just trying to get that money.
They were. Shout out to OP for making the best of a bad situation.
Facts.
She did it.
She did it.
Two out of every two podcasters on the OKOP don't have 5 stars on Spotify.
That's both of us.
So if you could donate your thumbs to us right now and use them to tap 5 stars on Spotify or wherever you're listening, we might avoid lethal injection.
Just go to our profile on Spotify, click about, and then rate us 5 stars or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Save your podcasters, Sam and John, today.